Moderator, for giving me the floor. Mr. Chair, as I'm taking the floor for the first time, I'd like to thank for the arrangements made for this year's social forum. I thank the panelists for their presentations on the timely issues. The world continues facing the multidimensional impact of COVID-19 pandemic. We view that the fast, effective, equitable, and affordable vaccine would only be an ultimate tool to fight against the pandemic. Hence, we call on the international community for their collaboration in making the vaccine a global public good. We thank our immediate neighbors, India and China, and also friendly countries like United States, United Kingdom, Japan, and others for providing vaccines, critical medical equipment, and medicines in our fight against the pandemic. Mr. Chair, as the pandemic hit the world, the hard-earned gains made by countries, in particular the LDCs and LLDCs, have been rolled back. The global poverty is escalating and inequality gaps are widening. This has endangered the timely achievement of SDGs. Right to development as a universal and inalienable right is an integral part of fundamental right. We view that the realization of the right to development is closely linked with the achievement of SDGs. The recently concluded 40th session of the Human Rights Council has recognized the right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment as a human right. It has also decided to establish a special rapporteur on climate change. We hope that such efforts would strengthen global commitments in environmental protection and in combating the climate change. We also underscore the support of the international community in the post-pandemic recovery efforts as we aim to build back better. This would also contribute to the realization of the right to development as well as the timely achievement of SDGs. I thank you.